Hi guys, today this is going to be a short little episode about Cyber Monday, November sales, and Black Friday all mixed in together. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Reseller Niche Podcast, a show for e-commerce buyers and sellers where we investigate unique items being bought and sold and show you how research equals knowledge equals profit.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to another episode of the Reseller Niche Podcast. This is kind of impromptu because we had to reschedule what we were going to do around 10 o'clock this morning. So we're actually going to do that on Wednesday. So I thought I'd just come on and talk a little bit about my Cyber Monday and Black Friday and Q4 sales in general. It's kind of been interesting for me, I guess interesting for everybody so far this year. In years past, it'd be a lot busier. Generally, I have a different approach to Black Friday, Cyber Monday. This week and a half, I don't really go as crazy as I did in the past. I haven't been for a while, actually. It's kind of just been something I've kind of done just basically as a family and other engagements we have around this time of year. We have a lot of family birthdays, obviously Thanksgiving. With COVID, that kind of got reduced a little bit. We did a cyber Thanksgiving. I posted that on Instagram. I'm still kind of a homebody, shall we say, like super homebody, and I don't really go crazy sourcing at this time of year. So I kind of spread it out throughout the entire year. So how's it? I mean, I'd love to hear how everybody else's Q4 sales are going. Mine have been pretty good so far. I can't complain. Like I said, I'm still kind of getting into the mode of I wouldn't say I'm a full-time reseller, kind of semi halfway there. I'm always doing other things. So it's kind of, I guess it is what it is. I'm not sure what you would call that. I'm kind of doing full-time hours, I would say. I'm usually doing this about 40, 50 hours a week. So, you know, if you add it all up, all the picture taking and sourcing and listing. But I guess getting back to the sourcing, my sourcing isn't as geared towards sourcing in, you know, November, December, as it is spread out across the entire year. I don't know what you guys do in terms of, you know, Black Friday sales in terms of sourcing and everything, but most of my time, to be honest, is spent shipping around this time of year. I do source, I do look for deals. But the majority of what I source, especially the bulk lots, are usually probably starting January through March, and then throughout the entire summertime. It's just easier, more relaxed. I can get better deals. January, they seem to be kind of like clearance, like desperation sales, as bad as that sounds. But people are just, you know, closing down. Stores will be closing down a lot of times. And you know, there's really good deals at the beginning of the year. It slows down a bit, coming into a little bit after Valentine's Day, and then it picks up again in like May, June, and throughout the summer. It's really, really cool. Got one comment there. Jesus Deputy, how's it going? Thanks for stopping by. But I mean, as far as Black Friday sales go, they were really good. And actually that entire week, last week, it's Monday today. Sorry, I forget the days of the week these days. I can't complain about sourcing either, because I do most of my sourcing online now anyway. So I still do a lot of sourcing online. a lot of bulk sourcing, and I try and pick what I'm sourcing more, and try and get bigger deals. Bigger, by bigger I mean more, like instead of buying one of something, 50 of something, 100 of something. And in the coming months, I'm sure we're all gonna see a lot of clearance discounts. So big reason I don't really like going crazy for, because I do a lot of toys. I do a lot of vintage toys, a lot of new in box toys. I don't like sourcing those as much in November because of two things. One, I like to already, if I'm sending the FBA, I like them already to be there, especially with the COVID restrictions. I don't even know. I've heard different things. I talked to Shane, Rising Grand Picker. He said for him, because he's so close to the warehouses where he lives, that they're getting to the warehouses faster. For me, a lot of my stuff is going across the country. I'm talking about Amazon FBA here. So I want to say a week or two ago, I really slowed down what I was sending in there because I don't know. I have lots of boxes that haven't been checked in. I don't know if it's like that for you. I'm in the Sacramento area, so a lot of the stuff was, it would initially go to the Stockton warehouse, which is probably about 45 minutes away from me. And then after that, it goes, you know, wherever is needed. I think for Northern California, a lot of stuff either goes first to the local warehouse, then Southern California, and then, you know, could go anywhere, Kentucky, Illinois, Pennsylvania, most likely central locations, central places in the country. But because of that time and that time it takes to check in, I usually want to have that done by October. I mean, we've never faced this kind of craziness before in terms of, you know, COVID shutting down things and shipping restrictions, all this. But every year, to be honest, the FBA takes longer and longer to have things checked in. You used to be able to send in things by December 12th, 14th, even, to get it there by Christmas. Now I've heard of people saying that, you know, oh, you know, you might as well just stop now and it's still November. So anyways, I mean, FBA wise, I've kind of stopped sending in shipments that I want there by Christmas. I still send them in, but I don't care if they get there by Christmas or not. And also I don't like sourcing new toys as much in November because they, I mean, unless they're items that I don't mind selling next year, I don't want to have something tank. I've had that happen a lot of times before. Items tank, prices go down more and more, especially these, I want to say the last 2 years, Amazon FBA. So I just don't like doing it as much. I'd rather source non-new toy items. And most of what I sell is toys, so that's why I've kind of veered off to Mercari and eBay for a lot of stuff like that. And it's just better, especially, I mean, merchant fulfilling, that's a different story. I still do that a lot. So, and actually, I didn't really even start doing that much until this year, which is everyone's telling me, you know, that's kind of dumb. You should have been doing that from day one. I don't know. I got used to FBA for so many years that I just kept doing that. But anyways, to give you an example of how easy I take it, you know, in the mid to late November, early December, this time last year, we were on a cruise in Mexico. So I want to say the 22nd, 23rd, something like that. A couple of days before Thanksgiving, we weren't here. And it's just because I like to have everything sent in. I like to have a more relaxed time. Now, that doesn't mean I just shut down. That doesn't mean I don't keep running sales, keep, you know, updating, keep listings. I have a ton of drafts that I have ready to go, and I'll just input them in if I'm out of town. You know, 10, 20 at a time, they'll be saved. And then each day I'll just put some in. I don't know if that's great or if I should just put them all in and just wait, but I like to have that constant flow. So my point to that was that I don't like to rush any buying or any selling in November as much as I know a lot of people do. And this kind of goes against a lot of what people are showing you and doing right now. You're going to see people, you know, at least last year, you know, shopping cart after shopping cart full of stuff on, you know, this week, last week, which is fine. I just don't do that. You know, I've got a family and I can't be up all night doing that kind of stuff. So that's me though. So I'd love to hear what you guys do, how you guys handle your Q4. I hate to sound like I don't source in Q4. I do big time, just not as much crammed into like a 48-hour period. I try to spread it out throughout the year so I don't have to cram it in within, you know, a couple of days. I mean, ideally, that's what you don't want to overburden yourself. I'm kind of more easygoing in a sense. And like I said, I kind of steer away from new toys and that kind of stuff, even though I do a lot of toy selling. I just don't do it all in this couple of days, 72-hour, 48-hour period. So like right now, I'm looking online at Cyber Monday deals. It's interesting that I was looking today at CNN is doing a lot of advertising, or I should say Amazon is advertising on CNN and all these newspapers and New York Times. Like CNN says, CNN underscored all the best Cyber Monday deals you can shop at Amazon. It doesn't look like an article at all. It's just like a giant full page, multiple page ad with all their stuff. So Amazon's obviously going crazy advertising. I'm sure you've seen that kind of stuff. So I was looking to see, you know, what eBay is pushing. eBay's pushing their regular stuff, you know, electronics, TVs. TVs are always big. I actually bought a TV for once on a Black Friday deal. Wasn't bad, about 140 bucks for a 40-inch. So needed a replacement. And then let me see here. Was one interesting article that I did find about Cyber Monday. And let's see if I can find it again. And the history of Cyber Monday. Where did it go? I think I lost it actually. But anyways, it started in 2005. And ever since they just needed a name, that's where the name Cyber Monday came from. They just needed a name to stick to something that, you know, you were buying online. And that's, boom, where Cyber Monday came from. So anyways, I think I'm pretty much done here. November sales have been good. Cyber Monday sales have been good. Black Friday was really good. So I know it's only 9:53 my time, Cyber Monday. So it's just starting, but my phone's been blowing up, which is really, really cool. I'd love to hear what you guys think, how you guys are doing. But I just thought I'd just drop in and do this kind of impromptu little segment. I try not to show sales on camera that I do because this is a podcast, but for example, there's a hat that I'm wearing right now, a yellow hat. This sold 15 minutes ago. So I have to pack this up and sell it. And there's a Barbie thing in the back that I showed in a video last week, Ferrari that is going too. It seems like I want to say there's a 15%, 20% uptick in sales, at least for me. So, which is good. So anyways, I would like to see if I can get you guys to join our Facebook group, the Free Reseller Niche Help group on Facebook. A lot of other cool resellers there, not a giant group, 135 so members. And we have another episode coming out on Wednesday. It's going to be with my buddy Paul Perez. We're going to do a review again and try and mix it up, do something a little bit different. So hopefully you guys appreciate that compared to some of the other reselling content. But until the next one, just like to say thanks for listening to the Reseller Niche Podcast. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Reseller Niche Podcast. Show notes and social media links are located at resellerniche.com. Please comment, rate, and subscribe to us on iTunes or YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.